Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started. Hi, guys. Welcome to Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast with Antonio. We are back in the studio recording new episodes for you today. How are you, Antonio?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm super happy, excited. I always love doing these episodes with you, so this is one of the highlights of my week. I've been doing more than once a week, so I'm definitely excited.
Great, me too. If you guys haven't heard, or if this is your first time listening to this podcast, Antonio has released a new book called God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. It is a bestseller on Amazon, also available on Kindle, iBooks, Barnes & Noble, soon Nook Books, and at bookstores near you. If it's not at a bookstore near you, please do us a huge favor and request that they put it in stock so we can reach more people and change more lives.
That's right. That's right. And it's number one bestseller, boo-boo. Thank you. Thank you. I just snapped at you like a teenager.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to tell them about the new book, the other new book? No, are we keeping that secret? That secret for now?
Let's keep that secret for now.
Okay, that secret for now.
There's a new book in works coming soon and several more coming after that. But be on the lookout because a lot of things are happening and we don't want to miss it. And we don't want you to miss it.
That's right. That's right. Also, guys, if you can comment, subscribe, and you can't like the podcast. But yeah, you can hit 5 stars. If you think it's a 1 star, then hit 1 star. That's cool. Just drop me some comments so I can get some good feedback. But comment some 5 stars like this. You know, comment. They keep us top ranked. Thank you very much. All right. I'm ready. Fired up.
All right. Have any more announcements? Anything else you want to say for this part?
No, announcements are your thing. I just wanted to plug in the comment and subscribe.
Okay. Cool. So today, we're going to talk about how to deal with criticism.
Okay.
A touchy subject because I don't like it. And, yeah, I don't think anybody enjoys it, but how to deal with it in a positive way instead of taking it personal.
That's interesting.
So as a boss, as someone who has been leading people for a nice chunk of your life, I'll say, how do you suggest one handles criticism, especially like in a work environment?
Okay, this is going to be a in-your-face episode. I don't mean it to be, but there is something. Yes. Well, there's something I immediately thought about when you were asking this question. So I'm going to have to organize my thoughts here so I can. So for one, I love criticism. That's me personally, but I'll explain why. So I love criticism. Let's make that number one. And then, actually, well, we'll make it number one, but we're probably going to, I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to say it right there. Number one, two, criticism in the workplace, but then you have criticism outside the workplace, two different ways. And the reason why you have to separate them like that, because some of you have a work you. And you know how to handle criticism at work, but then you go home and overcompensate for the criticism that you had to handle at work. So you're a real butthole when you get home. So we have to talk about that as well. And then what exactly is criticism and why constructive criticism is a bunch of bull, okay? So can we remember all that? I got a pretty good memory. So we'll try to remember all that. Let's work backwards, okay? Is that fair?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, we'll work backwards. Constructive criticism is a bunch of bull. Why? Because it is just an excuse for you to critique or criticize someone because you have a problem with them or you have control issues. That is the rules of it. That's the truth. In order for you to truly criticize somebody constructively, you have to have a long-term rapport with them. So if you don't know the people you're constructively criticizing for 6 years, if you didn't grow up with them since kindergarten, if they are not your child, and got to be a little soft here because some parents are not constructive criticizing their children. They're trying to control their children's lives, or they're trying to stop what the bad things that the parents see in themselves. So when you see, when you put all that together, oh yeah, that's another element we'll have to talk about. When you put all of that together, you can't criticize people and call it constructive criticism if you have no rapport with them. And that's the truth. You must build a honest, a genuine, and a very long-term rapport with someone before you ever fix your mouth to criticize them. Okay, so that's that point, but I would love to hear what you have to say, Tempest, or how you feel about that as an executive assistant and an empath. That those are two, and as somebody who doesn't like criticism. So those are three elements that would be awesome to hear about what I just said there.
I feel like a lot of people criticize, you made a statement about how some parents don't actually criticize. I forget how you said it.
Sure, I can say it again.
Say it again.
They're not criticizing their kids. They're actually controlling their kids' lives. Or they are criticizing what the parents hate in themselves.
Okay, that part, what they hate in themselves. I actually feel like, and I could be wrong, that a lot of people who do criticize are not really criticizing. They're just hating who they really are. And I don't know if they're trying to help you avoid that or if they're just not aware. I don't know, but for me, it's kind of painful because sometimes I don't always feel like what I'm being criticized for is what I'm actually doing. So it makes me feel misunderstood.
And sure.
Goes to like not even wanting to. It kind of makes me just want to agree just to get it over with. But I want to disagree because it's not always accurate, and I know what I'm doing. And if the person is criticizing or not, you know, most people who criticize are not trying to hear what you have to say anyway because they already have a superiority complex, I believe. So I think that makes worse.
Yeah, sure. And of course it makes it worse. And you're right. You're absolutely right in both of those instances. It just makes you want to just be quiet and just admit, okay, yeah, fine, whatever, and then keep going forward. And with that being said, that's called positional leadership. You're only following that person's position, not them. So they don't have influence over you. Their position has influence over you, and you won't work as hard on that job or that position and that career as you can. These people are called dividers. They divide your effort. And there's a wonderful book called Multipliers, and where I'm drawing this dividers and multipliers from, I'm about to say, some leaders multiply your effort. They get like 150 or 200% energy and effort out of you. So, yeah, absolutely. On the flip side of that, and you brought this up too, is control. It's absolutely control. It is absolutely control because here's how you brought it up, and I'm not sure if you know how you brought it up, but here's how you brought it up. You said, I'm not sure if I'm being criticized for what I'm actually doing. No, you're not. You're being criticized for what they're afraid you might do if they give up control. And so they're criticizing what they fear could happen if they loosen the reins of this task. And so when they see you, when they see you doing something that frightens them or threatens their control, they start to criticize you right then and there to keep you in line so you don't do the hypothetical thing that they think you're going to do in order to let the mission go blank and bad, period. This is why criticism is a bunch of crap, if you're going to call it constructive criticism, okay? You can't do that. You just can't do that. So let's see if we can continue. Oh, actually, did you want to say something there? Please,
no,
please, by
I'll
all means.
No, well,
let it go. Let it rip.
I'm not talking about anybody, but I have to bring up an example, so I'll change some details so it's not so obvious, if you know me, who I'm talking about. But I remember volunteering somewhere, and the leader was so critical of every little minute thing that it made it unbearable. You know what I mean? Made the environment unbearable. And the environment
yeah, sure.
was supposed to be like a, maybe not a happy place, but a place to not feel.
Let's just call it a happy place.
Okay.
So nobody knows what you're talking about.
So it's supposed to be a happy place. And the person like criticized and picked at everything for so long that I just couldn't take another second. And even now, like so far removed from it, I feel like even if I hear the name, I just get a bad taste in my mouth because, you know, it's just, I now associate that place with, oh, well, nothing ever's going to go right there. And that's just not an environment that I want to, you know, voluntarily put myself in. So I know we're not there yet, but just being mindful because every once in a while it's okay to just provide a compliment in between your critiques or something. But.
Well, that's a perfect segue into moving backwards. So you have to, let's see if we can, I'm going to concisely say this to our listening audience. There are leaders and there are managers. As far as when a leadership position goes, okay, you got leaders and managers. If you micromanage and constantly critique in a negative way with no compliments, a leader, a self-starting leader, then you will not only demotivate them, but it says more about you.
Mm-hmm.
It says that in your organization, you don't want leaders. You say you do. What you want are people with leadership capabilities to manage what you have in place. And that's what you really want. And that's what you really
well,
need to start
insulting
saying.
To a leader.
It, absolutely. No. It is absolutely, it's not insulting to a manager. It is insulting to a leader. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have people, there's a reason why I can take criticism and I love it, but that's why I'm probably going to end the podcast. There is a reason why, leaders don't thrive well in systems they can't change. Because that's what leaders do. Leaders are only leaders because there's an obstacle that needs to be defied, changed, or destroyed. That's what leaders do. And when you tell them, yes, I'm looking for leaders, and then when you finally get a leader and you make them manage what you have, then the everything goes to crap. And here's why. Because you are a genius in your head. But if you actually get a leader, they see the flaws in what you're trying to do. Or they see that you can reach more people, but you're doing all this stuff wrong.
Mm.
Because leaders have their own knowledge, and especially if you get a leader that's not in the same generation as you, they know how to reach the generation that you're not in. It's common sense.
Yeah.
It's common sense. They were, not only do they know how to do it, guess what? they've been in that generation their whole life. Right? To us, it's common to see. And you have criticized that generation your whole life. You have to respect this. If it's a generation under you, that means by the time that you were 20, you were looking down at the babies. And there's not a person that's 20 years older than anybody who has not criticized that generation for something. It's a human thing to do.
Yeah.
So if you're in the generation above that, like outside that generation by 20 years, you're criticizing. If you were 20 years younger than that generation, that's the generation, 20 years, you're criticizing the older generation. They don't know what they're talking about. That's the way of life. So, of course, you can't reach me because you've been criticizing me since you know me, even if you didn't do it to me directly.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
That's right, guys. Audible is my most favorite book listening platform. There are some others out there, but I only listen to Audible. I personally have over 200 books in my library. Audible content includes unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more for leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, you name it, Audible has it. So go get it. audible.com/brickbybrick.
Man, I'm dropping some straight nuggets on this podcast today.
Yeah.
But does that make sense?
Yeah.
So when you get a leader from a different generation and they're trying to make changes, they're making changes for you to reach more people, but since you only want managers. And so if all you want is managers, that's what you need to ask for. And you need to stay away from real thinkers who are also doers and who are also leaders. Okay.
Wow.
Now, yeah, absolutely. Working backwards. Some people, when you were talking about the environment, some people enjoy being micromanaged. This is why criticism is okay in respect. And then, first off, criticism is okay. Constructive criticism, as you try to hide behind it, is not okay. But criticism is okay. I mean, that's how we get better cell phones. It was criticized.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get better health care. The old health care was criticized. That's why needles are not the size of buildings. They're really small because somebody said, wait, that hurt way too much. You know, make this thing a little thinner. You know, so you might want to be grateful for the criticism of needles. When you get an IV, someone criticized the old IV, the old needles that got it. So then instead of blowing out your veins, criticism is good. Some people love to be micromanaged. Get those people. If you're a micromanager, find you a network for those people. I'm not going to tell you that your network will be thriving and change the world, but it may change your world, and that's all that matters. There are different people for different people. Here's how you know when people like to be criticized. They like micromanagement. Hey, look what I did. And every time they turn around, listen, hey, come see, come look. And they constantly fishing for compliments, right? People hate these kind of people. However, they have their place. And their place is with a leader who loves to micromanage those. I personally, now I've learned how to adjust. I know how to micromanage these people when they want to be. If I know you like to be micromanaged, I will micromanage you. I will give you benchmarks. This is a very rare case because I don't hire managers. I hire leaders. When I tell you to do something, I don't expect you to come back to me and ask me how to get it done. You're fired that day. Like, that's not what I'm looking for. Now, you ask me what's my vision, but then after that, you on your own. I want you to take care of that. So, yeah, all that good stuff. Let's see. Do you remember what else I said?
You said you wanted to end on You like me.
Right. I just want to make sure I covered everything. So
oh, yeah.
All the criticism on the both sides, great. Now, me, I like criticism. I love it. I'm not telling you this to sound cool. I'm not telling you this because I want to be tough. I'm built for this. I've, Tippett said earlier, you know, I've been leading for a long time. I've been leading my entire life. I was six with my own crew. And I'm not saying it to brag. There are other people. You know these kids. You look at your little nephew. Your little nephew has a crew. Yeah, that's a leader. That guy's a leader. He's going to be starting stuff. But seriously, like, you see them. You see your niece. And she's running her little own crew. Yeah, that right there, I'm built for this. Criticizing me is only going to do one or two things to me. So bring ye all your criticisms. I am going to kill it regardless. If you criticize me, I'm going to listen, right? And then I'm going to adjust and make you eat those words, period. But this is where I'm at. I am in a constant state of competition with myself every day. Every single day, I am fired up, ready to roll, period. Every day. So when you criticize me, I say to myself, man, self, you didn't do well. Boom, get it. And I look and I say, now, of course, when I listen to your criticism, I say, that's a bunch of crap. I'm not listening to that. And I move on. Which is the other side of it. Your criticism never gets to me. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Because I'm, I got you. Because I'm built for this. Now, let me let you ask your question. Because everybody's going to hate the answer. Go ahead.
Yeah. How do you get to that point? Because I don't think I'm built for it. I feel like I'm the exact opposite. So if it doesn't bother you, it kills me every time. So how do you, is that something that you grow to, or is that a personality type? Like, how do you?
Yeah, it's not even, well, I guess it is a personality type, but it's deeper than that. Do you have any other question inside of that? Like, was that the surface question? Did you want to ask something realer than that or deeper than that, more sentimental than that?
How do you take criticism and just let it roll off your shoulder versus ready to, I want to say break down and cry, but ready to go, to be even more real. How do you prevent yourself from getting to the point to where you just want to, like, commit suicide or something because it kind of feels like you never can get something right?
Got you. Okay, so there's two answers here. I'm going to answer you first with what seems like the most important answer, but it is not. I am, my personality test, you know, I've taken a bunch of them. All my Myers-Briggs, all of them, any one of them says that I am in what you call the 0.02 percentile. I'm not even 1%. The way I'm wired, I'm just not supposed to exist. I'm that rare. I was born to take your lumps. So, therefore, you can never grow to me. You have to be born this way. You have to, entrepreneurship, now you can absolutely train entrepreneurs. Like, I'm not a part of the minority that would say you have to be born an entrepreneur. But you have to be born an entrepreneur like me. You have to, like, for some, there are a few of you, you've heard everything I said, and your blood's been on fire the whole time. Shoot me, let's go, you know, and you've been ready. That's rare. You have to be born with that. I'm the kind of guy, and I've done it many a times, that can jump out of an airplane over and over, 30,000.
In the Army?
30,000 feet. Yes. Never reveal my Army stuff, but you know it. But, yes, jump out of airplanes, jump out of helicopters. I can do anything. I can cave dive. I do all this crazy stuff. I'm just one of those people. I'm always at that level. So I'm one of those people that I'm compulsive. I'm not alive unless I'm almost dying type thing, where I had to, something I had to learn how to control as I got older. So there's a respect in which you cannot grow. You can't do this. You're never, as in Tempest, you would never be able to grow to me. Now, with that being said, you, for that very reason, that very wonderful strength I have is also my greatest weakness, and I understand it. I kill everything. But then, that doesn't make me so human to where I have a company that cares. And that's where you come in. I staff to my weakness by hiring you. You're my assistant and now CEO. That's on purpose. This is something you need to realize and understand. And what people brag about and what people buy my story, books and seminars. People pay me lots of money to speak because that's what you love. But the same thing you love is also my greatest weakness, period. Mm-hmm. Same thing. The same thing they loved about Steve Jobs is his greatest weakness. It doesn't matter. The same thing they loved about Martin Luther King got him killed. It doesn't matter. That's just the way it works. So I step to my weakness. That's you. Now, how does someone like Tempest, a major empath, or just a regular person that can't control, that can't take constructive criticism without wanting, to just fall up and talk? This is the last answer. You have to, and I coach people to get to this point, but you have to constantly walk in a state of forgiveness. And I know that's not the sexy
answer.
That's what makes me so invincible. Podcast listeners, I've already forgiven you for hating me if you're going to hate me. Before you do it, I'm already over it. Your question was, how do you let it get to your bounce off of you? Everybody listen to me. This is one of the greatest secrets of people who are highly successful and wealthy. They walk in a constant state of, I already forgive you. Now, I could forgive you so much to where I ciphered you away from my area. I've forgiven you. I've taken responsibility for your energy. And I recognize you won't, so you have to go over there. But I forgive you over there. I forgive you so much, you don't bother me. I understand this is just you and I's relationship. Please receive this information because I'm going to do my final thoughts in it too. You have to constantly walk around in a constant state of forgiveness if you desire to be zen-like, if you desire to be, Vishen Lakhiana calls it un-F-wittable. You can say the word right there, right? Yeah, I call it phase three. It's just what it is. I've been doing this way before Vishen wrote this book, way before this is something. Before he wrote his book, he understood it. You have to walk around in a state of constant forgiveness. 10 years from now, when I get caught in a scandal that's not true, I already forgive those people. Already. Because if I don't, I take you home. And I beat myself up for your energy. That's not okay. Those are my final thoughts.
Well, all righty then. Thank you guys for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. If you would like more information on Antonio, if you would like for him to come speak or train or coach at your company, your next event, or just you on a personal level, please visit us at Antonio, the letter T, SmithJr.com. That information will also be in the notes below. Make sure you pick up God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles by Antonio, available everywhere. And if you're in a store where it's not available, go to a manager and demand it. that it's available. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for, Antonio said this earlier, but thank you guys for liking, commenting, and apparently sharing this podcast, because we have been top rank on iTunes for a couple of weeks now, and it's because of you guys, so we are very grateful. Thanks for hanging with us for this long. A lot of you have been with us since day one, and thanks for being here, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to do this. So thanks again. See you guys next time.
All right. Peace out. Love and happiness and filthy
wow,
okay. Mac and cheese.
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing, but there you go.
Later, guys.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
That's right, guys. Audible is my most favorite book listening platform. There are some others out there, but I only listen to Audible. I personally have over 200 books in my library. Audible content includes unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more for leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, you name it, Audible has it. So go get it. Audible.com/brickby